everyone. Thank you for tuning into the ICCS Cares podcast for our Back to School series. My name is Casey Brown, and I am a program coordinator based out of our office in Charleston. On today's episode of the ICCS Cares podcast, we will be discussing the return to school and how we adapt to change. We recognize that the past 5 months have been a challenge, and would like to take this opportunity to share a few tips as we prepare for the start of the school year. Before we begin our discussion, I'd like us to take a moment to reflect about our own feelings about change. Change can simply be defined as something or someone becoming different. This change can be big or small, and it is important to recognize that everyone's response to change is not the same. In order to truly understand how we can adapt to change, we must think about how change makes us feel. So let's take a moment and ask ourselves, how does change make me feel? For many of us, change can be overwhelming. Sometimes we get frustrated because things are out of our control, and that makes us feel powerless. We may even experience fear or become anxious about the future. So let's talk about some of the ways that we can adapt to the change that we are currently experiencing. First, we must acknowledge and accept. One reason that we often struggle with change is because we think it'll be easier if we simply ignore it, but that's not the case. When we continue to deny the change that is happening, we are not allowing ourselves the chance to deal with it. So view change as an opportunity to learn and grow rather than as a setback. Two, we must ask ourselves how much we can control. When a big change occurs, it is important to figure out how much control over the situation we really have. Understanding your role and how much you can change can help you adjust, and as a result, the change taking place doesn't feel so scary. For example, as you prepare for the start of the school year, there are many small things you can do to make the process easier. Make a list of things that need to be done before the first day of school and check each item off when you complete it. Number three, we have to take the opportunity to celebrate the positives. It may sound like an impossible task, but focusing on positive experiences rather than negative can really help you manage change. While the positives of a situation might not be obvious to begin with, it is important to look for them, no matter how small they might be. Number four, it is truly important that during this time, we seek support. It's perfectly normal to feel overwhelmed if the change you're facing is really big, or there's too much change happening all at once. This is when it might be best to seek support from others. Consider talking to friends or family when you feel yourself becoming overwhelmed. Even a phone call or chatting online can help you feel connected to your loved ones. Number five, take care of yourself. Last but not least, make sure that you are taking the time to care for yourself. This can mean getting a good night's rest, eating healthy foods, maybe even watching your favorite show. Self-care isn't all about beauty sleep and eating your vegetables. It's also about finding something that you enjoy and that makes you feel happy. And that wraps up our first episode of the ICCS Cares Back to School series. We have also included a few article links on how we can further assist in coping with current changes if you are interested in learning more. During our next episode, we will discuss the different ways that we can stay healthy.